No one knew him. He was evidently only a chance passer-by. Whence came he? From the south? From the seashore, perhaps? For he made his entrance into Dee by the same street which, 7 months previously, had witnessed the passage of the Emperor Napoleon on his way from Cannes to Paris. This man must have been walking all day. He seemed very much fatigued. Some women of the ancient market town, which is situated below the city, had seen him pause beneath the trees of the Boulevard Gassendi and drink at the fountain which stands at the end of the promenade. He must have been very thirsty, for the children who followed him saw him stop again for a drink, 200 paces farther on, at the fountain in the marketplace. On arriving at the corner of the Rue Poitiers-Vert, he turned to the left and directed his steps towards the town hall. He entered, then came out a quarter of an hour later. A gendarme was seated near the door, on the stone bench which General Drouot had mounted on the 4th of March to read to the frightened throng of the inhabitants of Dee the proclamation of the Gulf Juan. The man pulled off his cap and humbly saluted the gendarme. The gendarme, without replying to his salute, stared attentively at him, followed him for a while with his eyes, and then entered the town hall. There then existed at Dee a fine inn at the sign of the Cross of Colbas,